Ireland, but now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
What up?
Hello again. Do you recognize our voices?
It's your boys, the Cadawamplas.
It's your boys.
It's
what
your
up,
boy.
Demons? It's your boy.
What up, demons? It's your boy.
So we took a pretty extended hiatus.
Yeah.
On accident.
/ purpose.
Yeah.
But here we
We're
are.
Back now.
We're gonna call it a season. We finished last
yeah.
season.
And we're now like, cool.
We're back. Yeah.
Yep. We promised that next time. And once again, this is one of those things where it's like, we have like 40-something listeners, and most of you are in New York for some godforsaken reason. So it's not like anybody was really like, where are the Cadawamplas? But just in case you were,
here
next
we
time, we vow to, one, here we are, yes. And two, next time we vow to like let you know when we've reached the end of a season. Because we didn't really know that we'd reached the end of the season. It just happened that
way.
It was
a surprise for everybody.
Yeah, it was. But we're back now.
We're
not quitting. We still wanted to do it, but we just didn't have.
We actually got
mostly the brain power.
We actually got an email the other day of like a new subscriber, which I was like,
what?
Where? Where'd you come from?
Like, why? I wouldn't subscribe to us if we're being honest.
We've been gone for like forever.
Yeah, but hi, welcome to that one person.
Hey, we should like have a name for the people that do listen. I guess they're also just Cadawamplas, I guess.
I was desperately trying to turn Cadawamplas into like
Cadawamaniacs or something.
Yep. We'll work on it. Get back
like
to you.
Like the lesbians. Oh my god. Like
oh my god.
We need
I love that.
This one's just gonna be a life updates, what we've been doing in our time off, and
yeah.
who we are.
Yeah, because it's been at least for me, and I think safe to say for Tavini as well, it has been a fucking roller coaster. Because I think the last episode we posted was, what, Thanksgiving?
Let me go look. But yeah, it's been a sexy second.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think it was either our Thanksgiving episode or a consumerism episode that we recorded on Thanksgiving.
I like completely forgot the name of the website that we upload our like links to. I was like, wait a second.
What are we doing? I had to like
what is it
re-download like all my... Because I've gotten a new computer since then, thank God, because that was always the issue, is that my computer was crashing. But I had to, like, re-download all the software, and, like, we're, like, starting from scratch.
Yeah, it's
What's
like
your name?
Me
who are you?
Sign in. Who are, I'm Tavinia. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, my God, that's Tavinia, and I'm Maggie, and we're the Cadawamplas.
Oh, shit, I forgot we do that. Yeah.
God, we're so bad at this. Oh, my
Fuck.
God.
It's been a minute.
Oh.
So, actually... Holy hell, how do we double in listens?
Wait, what?
Maybe we just needed to stop talking and then people would listen to us.
People were like, thank God they finally shut the fuck up.
Did we reach this number before we left? I don't remember.
I don't know.
We're at 2.
Maybe it's one of those things where, like, as soon as a rapper dies, then, like, suddenly their music is on the charts.
Maybe. Now, like, everyone knows that we're still alive. They're like, damn it, I gotta stop
They're
listening
like,
again.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I thought I was really getting in on it, but.
It was a magical moment for a second.
Yeah.
We have 2,270,000.
Wow. Oh, wow.
The last one was about consumerism, so yeah, I think that was for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's been, which, what, it's March now, so how many months is that? It's been like 4 months. It's been like almost 4 months since we posted. Our bad, guys. We were like talking about it. We would text about it and be like, I feel bad. Do you feel bad? And the other one would be like, yeah, I feel bad. And we'd be like, cool.
Let's go another couple weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll feel bad again. Because whatever.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So,
okay, now I'm like obsessed with the analytics. I'm like, who's listening still?
Who?
And
New
why?
Yorkers?
What are you doing with your life? Well, just in this past week, it's like someone from Wichita.
Weird.
Yeah. You go first. You tell people about your life.
Well, settle in, get comfy, get a snack. A lot has changed. I don't remember where exactly my head was at in November, but a lot has changed since then. Maybe I'll start with the little things and work my way up. I got a new computer. Super exciting.
Ooh.
it's not going to crash in the middle of recording anymore. And also now I can edit faster. I got like a top of the line like MacBook Pro, which is super exciting. So there's that. Peyton got an apartment in Denver, and so we attempt to split our time equally between the two apartments. For a while there, for the month of February, our friend Montana was living in my apartment, and so I was pretty much with Peyton full-time in her apartment. I wasn't pretty much. I literally was. I've, like, forgotten how to record. I sound like a robot. Like, I don't remember how to just, like, casually talk.
That's on the podcast. Just keep talking, anymore. And then it'll just come naturally.
Lord. Also, I have a cold, so I think I'm kind of, like, nasally a little bit. Yeah, and so it's just now, today is March, I don't know, like 10th or 11th or something, and after I'm finished recording, I need to go through my closet and like split my clothes in half again and like take half my clothes back to my apartment and leave half my clothes here, because while we're not quite to the stage of like officially moving in together, things also have like very much ramped up with Peyton, whereas, dear listeners, 6 months ago, I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm not looking for that. That's too serious. No, thank you. Yeah, now I'm just like all in. So there's that. That changed. So I'll talk about Peyton fucking constantly. And I'm trying to think if there's any. Oh, I bought a car.
Woo! I got
a, yeah, finally. Fucking finally.
And like the coolest way, too.
Yeah, so I bought it on Carvana. I got a Hyundai Tucson, which is like one of Hyundai's smallest SUVs. Super, super cute. All black. Black on black. And I bought it through Carvana, which...
I'm black on black.
If you... I don't have, like, real TV, so I don't ever watch commercials. And so I don't really know that I even had much context for this until people started telling me about it. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm buying it on Carvana. And they're like, oh, the place with the car vending machine. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't realize that's, like, a thing that, like, people know about and, like, are curious about. So I bought it on Carvana. My situation was a little bit unique because there's not a Carvana vending machine here in Denver. The closest one is Kansas City. And so if you're not near a vending machine or you don't want to use the vending machine, then they'll just deliver it to you. So I was going to have them deliver it, but turns out it's $300 to have them deliver it or $300 to pick it up from the vending machine in Kansas City. And because this whole time I've been driving the truck that my parents are like letting me borrow out of the kindness of their hearts, I knew I was going to have to drive my truck back to Kansas anyway to give it back to my parents. So we road tripped out and picked up the car from the Carvana vending machine, which was pretty fucking cool because you do everything online. I bought the car like in my pajamas in front of the TV, like watching Love is Blind, I think, on Netflix.
No, so you didn't. You don't watch that stupid show. Please tell me that's a joke.
Oh, yeah. No, I already finished it. And The Circle.
Oh, my God.
I just need you to watch, like, one episode.
Never.
And then come back. Because that's what I thought, too. But then something about it just sucks you in. And the psychology is fascinating.
Refuse.
So, yeah. I bought it online. Super easy. Did all my financing. I'm financing through them. The whole nine yards. Do it all online. So when you go to the vending machine in Kansas City, you literally, like, they checked my ID and they verified that I had insurance. And then they literally gave me this, like, giant metal coin. And they were like, okay, here you go. And, like, there's a video of, like, Peyton took a video of me doing it. And I literally say, I was like, wait, this is it? It's happening? I'm, like, so, like, thrown off. So you go up and you put it, you drop the coin into this, like, little, I don't know, stand thing. Looks like a little podium, kind of.
Like a little slot.
Yeah, and you put it through this little slot, and then the coin, like, goes into the machine, and then the floor of the machine starts rising while you're watching, and it goes up, and my car was on the very top, which I'm sure they do on purpose. So the floor rises up, and it goes and gets your car, and then it, like, lowers it down for you, and then it spins it around in front of you so that you can, like, see it from all angles, and then it, like, whisks it out into this other room, and then that's where, like, the Carvana person gets the keys and pulls it around for you, and then you go take it for a little test drive, and then that's it, and then you just, like, drive off. I had to sign, like, a little bit of additional paperwork in person because I live in Colorado and was buying the car in Missouri, and so I had to do some, like, out-of-state paperwork and, like, signing the title over and stuff like that. But then, like, we were there for, like, maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and that was it. It was fucking wild. And now I have a new car, and they even mail me my plates. I don't even have to go to, like, the DMV, which apparently is, like, their whole cell, but I didn't know that. So, yes, I have a new car now. It's super cute. She doesn't have a name yet because I feel like she needs to tell me her name. She hasn't told me yet. So, but we already got the windows tinted, like, a little bit darker, so she's, like, she's sexy. And the biggest news, I think I'm done with all the little things. The biggest news is that I quit my job. No, God, that would be horrifying. Just no fucking thank you. No, I quit my job. Which is equally as terrifying, in my opinion. Yeah, so my last day today is like March... I need to stop guessing. It's March 11th, and my last day is April 3rd. And the reason that I quit my job is because Peyton and I have... She hates when I call it a side business, but that's what it is for me right now because I have like a 40-hour-a-week full-time job. So on the side, we do marketing and websites for private K-12 schools. And it's gotten to the... Who knew that that's like a really lucrative field? And so we're going to be able to totally replace my income with that for now. And we're taking on like all these new clients. And then... In probably... Daisy, can you not do that, please? I know where you're going, and I'm not going to let you do that. Go over there. Go lay down. I know. It's very confusing. I want to sniff. In probably, like, the next 4 to 6 to 12 months, we don't really know what the timeline looks like. We're also working on getting an international dual diploma program off the ground. And so what that's going to look like, it's actually a 3-tiered program. I'm just going to give, like, the quick overview. It's a 3-tiered program. The very first tier is students who are in high school in other countries. Do you have something you'd like to say? Do you want to say hi? Do I sniff it? She's very close to my face. The first tier would be just an international diploma. So international students who are... Daisy, when I tell you this dog is in my lap, like... You're going to unplug a cord, and it's I'm not going to know. Can you move out of the way, maybe? No, thanks. God, first here is international students who are in high school in their countries. If they enroll in our program, when they graduate, you know, there will be a curriculum and stuff. When they graduate from the program, they will receive their own high school diploma from their country, as well as a straight-up U.S. high school diploma. That's appealing for students who know that they want to apply to colleges or universities in the United States. The second tier is for international students who want to be more marketable just globally in general. So that tier is going to focus on advanced placement courses, AP courses, because AP is recognized in 100 countries worldwide. So for students who want to be able to attend some of the best colleges and universities in the world, they could do the second tier AP program where they'll graduate with a dual, you know, like US diploma, but it's AP. Then there's going to be a third tier, and this is probably like years and years out. We don't know yet. But the third tier is going to be... competition for international baccalaureate, basically, where it's going to be like even more intense, even more rigorous, is going to be globally competitive. And yeah, so we don't know what that's going to look like quite yet, but my phone is very loud. But so that's what I'm doing. And I'm quitting my job and I'm terrified. The end.
The end. Mine's not very interesting. You have a lot more fun things going on in your life than...
Sorry.
Than I do. Sorry.
It's just that it all happened very quickly. It all happened in a really short amount of time.
No, it's good. Let's see. Wow. I am boring. I still live in Missouri. I still work at my job. Did I have a dog? I did have a dog by that point. He's still here. He's still him. as he looks at me right now. I should not have made eye contact with him. Damn it. I guess the like only exciting thing that's recently happened to me is I went to the Grand Canyon for my birthday. My birthday was last week.
Yay!
I rented an RV And drove, well, first drove in a regular car to Colorado and then picked up an RV and drove the rest of the way. And, like, camped out in, like, random places. It's definitely an interesting experience. I realize how terrified I am of nature, but, like, also appreciate it, but how I love that separation of me being inside a vehicle and them being out there.
Yep.
So that was fun. And I just got back Monday, so I'm also still pretty tired because not only did the time change, I was in like three different time zones. So my body is just like, why? Why do you hate us so much?
Daylight savings time is such a like cruel joke.
Oh my god. So there's that. Oh, I got into graduate school. I
guess. Yay!
I'm a zoo for a master's in social work. I plan on pursuing that degree so that I can further do the things that I want to do in this field. Now that I know for like certain I want to stay in this field. Although that might change. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. I'm in that like upheaval moment of things might be changing soon, but I also don't want to speak about it yet. So who fucking knows? I hope Alyssa doesn't listen to this podcast. I mean, it'd be cool if my friend did, but right now I need her to not listen. I started reading Harry Potter.
Yes.
It's actually my gift to her for her wedding because I'm a cheap ass. And
I don't think you're a cheap ass. I think you're a bridesmaid, which is a fucking expensive ass job. I feel like bridesmaids and groomsmen, specifically bridesmaids though, because I feel like bridesmaids incur the most costs. No, I mean, my presence is your gift.
Yeah, well, Taylor told me I'm a cheap ass, so, but no. I don't care. I'm gonna be cheap ass, and I'm just gonna read these books for free and send a picture to her. We'll put a picture in a card of me reading it because they've been wanting me to read it for like forever. And we made a deal, but I'm letting her out of her side of the deal apparently.
Hey, what's her side of the deal?
She had to watch the Kill Bills, and like some of Bob's Burgers, and she like refuses to do it.
What?
It's the easiest things in the world to do, and then I literally simplified it down to just watch the Kill Bills. There's only two of them. She still won't do it, so but I don't know, hopefully this will guilt her enough into doing it. So I've been doing that, reading the Harry Potter books. I finished like two of them in a matter of I think 2 days,
because now that I'm so good,
now that I'm back at work, it's like taking me a lot longer. I haven't even cracked it back open since I've been home, just because I'm so freaking tired after work. So there's that. My best friend had a baby.
Yay!
Which is super exciting. Her name's Hazel.
So cute.
Yeah, she's super precious. And their son, she sent the video of him meeting her. It is so cute. So she's sleeping, and he's like whispering and petting her. Oh, God. She's just like, hi there. Oh, God, it's so
that's
cute.
That's sweet.
Yeah. She's actually still currently in the hospital, though, right now for other things, because she came a little bit too early. She's not necessarily a preemie, but she's got some other stuff going on, so hopefully they'll be releasing her this week, though. Oh my god. Doc just crop dusted me.
What
an asshole. It smells so bad.
There's literally no worse smell in the world than dog fart.
And it's horrible.
Yep.
How dare you? Because he wags his tail, little asshole.
He's like,
I did that. So yeah, that's my life right now. Still single as fuck. Just, you know, out here, live my life.
Because Missouri is not exactly the best place to meet a potential partner.
Oh, fun thing. So the name of the RV and the reason why I ended up going with it was called the Cottywomple, which is so fucking cute. I was like, this is perfect. So yeah. I thought that was precious.
Super cute. Oh, I also started therapy. That's another thing that happened.
Mm, yeah.
I've only had 3 appointments so far. But I had, not to just like totally steal the spotlight back away, but I had my 3rd appointment yesterday. And I feel like the first couple appointments, we were definitely still in the like get to know you kind of stage, you know, where she's still asking questions, like personal questions about my life and my family and just trying to figure out like people's names and all that stuff. And like yesterday was really the first appointment that I feel like we really like dove into some stuff, and she was asking about like, okay, well, why do you think that fear is, and like, okay, well, what are some of your earliest childhood memories about that, and So I'm really excited to be able to, because that was another part of the reason that we fell into this like rut of not recording. Granted, it was just a super busy time of year with like the holidays and just, there was just a lot going. I've had so many life changes in the last couple of months, and it feels like Tavinia has just been like wildly busy too. But that was also part of it, was that I was in like a really bad place mental health wise for a long time, and started looking for a therapist and like trying to figure out how I can sort of crawl out of this little hole. And so yeah, that's exciting.
Therapy is always exciting. I think, I mean, it's very raw and emotional, of course, but yeah, it makes you a better person.
It does. You should do it. Go to therapy. You should
do it. Yeah. So right now, well, I don't have any other life updates because once again, I'm just really fucking boring. So, oh, well, that's not that exciting. I realize how domestic that's gonna make me sound that I got so fucking excited about it. So I'm just gonna keep pushing past it. So we are currently in the.
Where is this going?
I'm not gonna even talk. I was gonna talk about my palettes, but that's so depressing of how excited I am about
palettes?
Them.
Palettes? Like wooden palettes?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's very exciting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I stole a bunch of palettes. And I've been crafting with them. And so, like, when I come home from work, not this week, obviously, but, like, last week and the week before that, I would, like, I'm breaking the backsides of them because I want to do stuff with the front sides, obviously. And, I would, like, ghetto stomp them to break them.
Oh, my God.
And would just, like, say someone's name as I'm stomping on it. And it was the most rewarding thing ever.
Yeah.
And just kind of going after it. And I think my neighbors hate me because I live in a condo. And so I usually do it at nighttime. And so it's just like, and like breaking shit.
Oh, you got like crackheads for neighbors. They'll be fine. What happened with that situation?
They're gone. They're like officially, the people who actually own it, who aren't the crackheads, they are officially selling their place now. So they have like that realtor's lock on the front of it.
Oh yeah.
Because here's what I'm thinking happened. I think they told a friend that like, hey, while we're fixing it up, you can stay here. And I think that friend let in the crackheads.
Yep.
And so now that no one can go in there.
Yep.
They have since all disappeared. So, yeah.
Interesting.
So, I mean, it's pretty nice. I still like it here a lot. Well, yeah. Anyways. But yeah, I got the palettes. So I've been working on things with those.
Yay.
Yep.
I'm so excited to have some of my time back. And I, granted, part of this was just because I wasn't in my own apartment. I've been in Peyton's apartment for the last month and just like using a lot of her stuff. But like my ukulele and my charango that I bought in Mexico this summer, those were both in my apartment the whole time. And like my little keyboard, those were all in my place when Montana was there. And the other day, literally since Montana left on like the last, so it's been like 2 weeks almost since Montana left. And we've only spent one night in my apartment just because we've been traveling and it's just been busy and it just made more sense to stay at Peyton's place. But the one night that we were over there, I like picked up my ukulele and was like, oh my God, like I miss my hobbies. And I feel like my corporate like 9-to-5 job just, it's not the fact that it was the corporate 9-to-5. It's just like the nature of like what I was doing. And I hate to use the term like underemployed, but I do feel like I was underemployed because I'm literally just doing like office bitch work. You know, like I make copies and I get signatures and submit stuff to accounting. And like, I don't, not that I'm above that work, but I just feel like I could be doing so much more. And so it was the combination of like the corporate office 9-to-5 job and then combined with like soul crushing work. I just like am exhausted every night when I get home. I don't want to do anything. And I'm sure that's part of what was contributing to like that hole that I talked about, you know, wanting to find a therapist. But I just really can't fucking wait for my schedule to open up, because when I quit my job, I mean, like this is going to be full-time, remote, flexible schedule, you know, the whole nine yards. So I can't fucking wait to have like some hobbies back and maybe like pick my cross stitching back up and that kind of stuff. So I'm jealous of your crafting.
Don't be. It's kind of garbage. So it's mostly just a stress reliever of breaking shit. But the actual process of doing things is you know, abysmal. So, yeah. So we are currently living in the day and age of coronavirus. Someone made a joke. I mean, of course, there's been a million jokes about this whole virus thing right now, which I can't decide if I think they're funny or not. And one was this guy with a coronavirus seeking woman with Lyme disease.
It's like, so like that. The initial like reaction is sort of like to chuckle a little, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. There's that one. And then there was also one about, which it went around on Facebook, but they decided to read it at our meeting, about John Travolta. He said he died from coronavirus. Well, they thought he had died from coronavirus, but it turns out it was just Saturday Night Fever.
Stop it.
So he's still staying alive.
Stop it! It gets worse!
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's, so as of right now, we went from zero cases in Colorado last week to now, the last time I checked today, it was 33 cases in less than a week. And so yesterday our governor declared a state of emergency, which doesn't really mean anything other than now he's like granted special privileges to, like, he's mandating for state agencies paid sick leave if you are experiencing coronavirus symptoms or have been instructed to, like, quarantine or anything like that. And some other stuff, too. There were a few other things, but I don't remember. But it's starting to get to the point where, like, you know, today we're... And they just announced right before I left work, so just a couple of hours ago, they announced the first case from an airport worker has a confirmed case. And so they said that in the coming days, they're expecting to... have more positive cases from airport workers and therefore people who have been traveling. And guess who flew this weekend?
You did.
It's me, bitch.
It's me.
It's me. And Peyton is, she flew back with me on Sunday night and then took a day off and then flew back yesterday. And so she's in Florida now and flies back. Today's Wednesday. She flies back on Saturday. So it's like, all right, this is starting to get kind of to the point. Like, I wasn't panicked, and I wouldn't say that I'm panicked, but my level of concern has certainly gone up. And so I'm going to go to the grocery store, and I'm not panic buying toilet paper because I find that to be fucking ridiculous, but just stock up on, like, some non-perishable stuff so that – because it would not surprise me. We're, what, two days out from when Italy announced that they're, like, completely shutting down – the entire country is quarantined right now. I feel like we're maybe not that far away from doing that as a state or as a city, or I don't know. It seems like Colorado is like kind of trying to take some proactive steps here. So I just feel like it's maybe not a bad idea to be prepared for spending, you know, like a week in the apartment without leaving. So that's what I'm spending my time doing is making a grocery list. Although, I don't know who the fuck left me in charge of this shit, because I got on Amazon Pantry and was just adding stuff to our cart. And then I went and looked at my cart. When I tell you that I added, like, a package of Oreos.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're gonna die.
Yeah.
You're, like, not putting anything.
Literally, by the time I, like, read through the whole cart, it was, like, the very first thing was a package of Oreos.
Oh, my God.
One single can of green beans. Just one. Just one can. There's two of us. No. Just one can, though. That'll work. And most of this is because they're sold out of, like, everything online because everybody's doing this, and so there's not really that many canned goods to buy. But it just really struck me that it was, like, a package of Oreos, one single can of green beans, a jar of pesto sauce, but I didn't have any pasta in the cart. Just, like,
who the fuck?
I'm a very, like, logical person, and for whatever reason, this is, like, not my forte. So if anybody has a shopping list, if there's a coronavirus shopping list, can you send it to me, please?
Here's what I don't understand about the toilet paper. Are those with the symptoms just shitting themselves nonstop?
No, it's a respiratory infection. It's a cough. It's like bronchitis.
Like, you would think tissues would just go out of stock. Like,
yeah.
I
think people are buying it with the best of intentions, like I said, because we're concerned that we're going to get quarantined and then you're not going to be able to leave your house. So people are like, toilet paper. That's like the last thing I would buy though, because like of all the things in my house that like if I ran out of, toilet paper is not the most devastating. Like, would it be inconvenient? Yes, but you just like hop in the shower and like rinse your ass real quick. Like, it's not,
right.
There's workarounds here. Like, it literally, like, I need toilet paper because I'm out of toilet paper or about to be. I have like 2 rolls left and I can't find any in the store just to restock my normal supply of toilet paper.
Ridiculous.
Fucking wild. Has Missouri, what's happening in Missouri? I haven't really heard much about what's happening over there.
Not much, honestly. We are in, there's been a case so far that I know of in St. Louis. I guess this girl had just come back from a trip to Italy, and a while ago, not just recently, but like before they shut all their shit down, came home, spread it to her family, and then dad took his daughter out to a daddy-daughter dance.
Oh, I did see that.
And yep.
He like broke quarantine though, right? Like he knew.
I can't remember. Maybe. Yes, that sounds about right.
Missouri.
So there's that, and then I just heard on the radio on the way home today that Mizzou is closing and switching all classes to online for the rest of the month at least. Some schools that are on spring break right now are just extending their spring break. I heard from somebody in the voting line yesterday that Harvard closed down too and is switching to online, but like told Whoa. Students to get off campus. Like you have until this date and then get off. And figure it out. So
yeah,
shit's getting pretty real.
Yeah,
so
it is.
It's like, okay, I believe it's a real thing. I believe in this a lot more than I think like swine flu and all that shit.
Yeah.
And so I've actually been in like, I don't want to say debates, but Sydney doesn't believe in it at all. She thinks it's just some mass hysteria and it's not even that big of a deal. And so it's just been, then there's other people too who are just like, blah, blah. Like, it's not that, stop. Everyone needs to stop freaking out about something that's not even that major. Like, we had the swine flu and people survived and blah, blah, blah. But I think this is taking a bigger toll than swine flu.
Yeah, this is way different.
Yeah. And influenza, or not influenza, what's that? Mad cow. There we go.
Yep. And Ebola. Everybody's like, oh, this is just like Ebola. No, it's fucking not.
Yeah, it's slightly different. So I just find that to be interesting in the people who don't believe it. But also, I mean, I was there. I was in that position with the other diseases. I was like,
yeah.
All right, guys, who this isn't real. So yeah, I don't know. It's wild. We had a meeting to discuss like what do you tell the people, the providers that call us panicking? Like, what do we do? Who do we help? Blah blah blah. And we have our standard phrase to say, which is really not much.
Yeah.
So but every day it's changing. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out with something else tomorrow of like, oh no. Well, they just put it in effect, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the disease or they've been working on it for a while of being able to work from home.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they just like hurried up with that process because of this virus going around, or if it was just finally they made a decision. But every, at least for my department, we can all work from home at least one day a week.
Nice.
Consistently. And so mine is Mondays actually. Which is funny because the first day I could have done it was this Monday and I didn't even work because I was traveling, which annoys me.
Whoops.
And then another Monday I have to go to an important conference, so I can't do that day either. So but anyways, and I think in the long run it'll be great, but yeah
so I think kind of where we're, I think at. The reason that I think you and I are kind of on the same page where it's like, we're not really panicking, but like definitely keeping a close eye on it and like not brushing it off.
Right.
Because I think the scary thing about this one is that it has a 2-week incubation period. So like,
yeah,
there are probably hundreds of people who have it and have no idea and are like spreading it around. That's why it's spreading so quickly, is because nobody knows that they have it until it's like 2 weeks later. And it's like, oh my God, if you can't list all the places you've been in 2 weeks and all the things you've touched. And like, so that's why this one is different. And I do think, you know, like The Ebola thing, I remember the like the panic around it because Ebola was the one that was just like hopping from person to person regardless of contact. You know, it was like airborne. So that one was like scary, scary. But there was only like one case here in the U.S. Like it never really like came to the U.S. Coronavirus is like, it's here. It's happening. Like places are starting to declare, you know, states of emergency and yeah, it's like happening. So yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and take all of the precautionary measures.
And that was the other thing that's on the radio is that a lot of people keep saying like, oh, everybody's in a state of panic. And the radio host guy was like, I don't think it's a state of panic. I think it's a state of precaution.
Yeah.
Of just wanting to be ahead of the game versus, oh, fuck, now I have it. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's a good way of looking at it because I don't think it's a mass hysteria.
No, I don't.
And honestly, I'm not seeing any negatives of having to close down for a
while or being able to stay. Are you telling me I can stay inside with no pants like I saw, for like 2 weeks?
I think you shared that thing too, but I saw it before on Facebook of people are being asked to stay home and it's like, oh no, as you start taking off your pants. And it's like,
how terrible.
Do not travel. Oh God, how terrible. You like pull out a block of cheese and start eating. But like, yeah.
Yeah, because so the problem, and I know that I'm not like saying anything that people don't already know, is that if that many people get it, like the number of people who got it in China, let's say, our country does not have the infrastructure to support that. And so people are saying that the reason that Italy like totally shut down and like asked everybody to self-quarantine is because their hospitals literally don't have enough beds and they're having to make decisions of literally who lives and dies because they don't have enough space in the hospitals. Mm. So that's what we're just like trying to avoid here. And I'm honestly, I'm going to say it right now, March 11th. I am betting that by next week, we get the notification here in Colorado that all state agencies are supposed to work from home. I think that's where we're at in Colorado is that we're like, it's hitting hard, you know, like less than a week, 33 cases, and it's just going to keep rising. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
We actually canceled our trip to, we were supposed to go to Spain and Portugal in April, mid-April. And when we were there, we were going to meet with the former minister for education in Spain to talk about this international dual diploma program. But we just decided that we're going to postpone it just because, one, my type A personality, if it's like 3 days before the trip and it gets canceled or like Spain closes its borders the way that Italy did, no, I could not. I have a binder. What do you mean it got canceled? No, I don't think so. So we're just going to go ahead and like...
Put the binder.
So we just canceled that, but, you know, it's just acting out of caution. And I don't feel like that's a bad thing.
No, not at all. Not at all. As you sniff into the...
Right. I promise it's not. Literally, oh my God. So I caught
this... Yeah, tell them about your job.
Yeah, so I caught this, I think on the plane, we flew this weekend to Florida for Peyton's sister's wedding. And so we flew on Thursday afternoon. So I think I caught this on Thursday afternoon on that flight, even though we like wiped down our seats, it apparently didn't matter. So I got sick like on Saturday, actually at the wedding, I started like having a sore throat and like knowing that I was going to get sick. Sunday, I was like sniffly and like had a cold. But then Monday I was like, you know, like I clearly have a cold, but I don't feel bad enough to like not go to work. Like I want to go to work. So I went in and then I texted my boss. And because I know that everybody is on high alert because of coronavirus, but I really needed to go in and get some stuff done. And then I was going to leave. So I texted my boss and I said, hey, I'm not feeling too well. I'm coming in just to like print this stuff for you really quick. And then I'll disinfect my cube and I'm going to leave. And he called me and was like, quote, direct quote, disinfect your cube and get out now. And I was like, what? Like, what? Oh my God. Okay. So I like literally, I thought that I was like a fucking criminal. I felt like a criminal. Get they out. Were like, no, get out now. And I even like took a disinfecting wipe into the elevator and was like disinfecting the elevator buttons after I pushed them and like the door handles on my way out. And I was like, I know that I just have a cold. I have like the world's weakest immune system when it comes to like head colds. I know that that's all it is. But shit, dude. People are panicking.
It cracks me up.
Yeah. not disinfect your cube part, and get out the... now.
Get out.
Get out now. I was like, oh my God,
no,
okay.
No one touch over there.
Yep.
So sick girl.
Yep. Okay, cool. Well, we somehow managed to talk for 40 minutes.
Whoop.
And by we, I mean me looking at the sound waves. It's me.
I mean, I'm just chilling. I'm not upset about that.
Do you have, what did we used to do at the end? Oh, I guess we don't really have to do that because.
It was just life updates.
Yep. And I don't have any music. I have been in, you might have some shows or movies, but I don't have any music because I have been in like the biggest music funk. I cannot find anything these days that I like. And I don't know. I was theorizing. Is that a word?
Sure.
I was theorizing with Peyton over why that might be. And I think that I go through a shift probably every like 3 to 4 to 5 years where my taste in music does a complete 180. And so I remember like when I was younger, I listened to a lot of country like growing up as a kid. And then in high school, I got really into sort of like emo punk bands. You know, I was like going to Warped Tour, like that kind of music.
Who didn't?
Yeah, exactly. And then in college, I listened to a lot of country and like a little bit of rap. And now for probably the last 3 years, I've been in this really big like R&B phase. And as much as I still want to be in the R&B phase, I feel like nobody's really putting out R&B music that I'm really like vibing with right now. So I don't know if it's time to like switch my genre again or what's happening, but I don't have any music to share.
Please don't go back to country.
I do not want to go back to country. I don't think I can do it. So do you have any music or not? What do you do? Shows or movies?
What do you do? I don't know. What do you do? So I have Handmaid's Tale. I started watching that and it's fucking amazing.
Yep.
I was trying to hold out to read the book first and then watch the show, but here we are.
Yep.
So damn good. I see that On My Block just came back out again for the second season. Or no, I think it'd be the third season. I'm so fucking excited. I'm going to have to watch that one after I finish Handmaid's Tale. Apparently, not Amy Poehler, the writers of Bob's Burgers just came out with a show on Apple TV.
What?
And it hasn't started yet, but it's, I have to watch that. Thankfully, my mother just got a new iPad, and so she got the whole Apple thing for like a year for free, and I'm like, yes.
Nice.
But it's called Central Park. So gonna have to.
Is it a cartoon?
Watch that. Yeah, it's like animated.
Yes.
And then I finally watched You, which I feel like I'm just really behind the times on that one because everyone else has pretty much watched it, but shit was bananas. I watched both seasons, and then, my gosh, been so many shows since we last talked. I think Schitt's Creek last season is on now, and I'm so sad that it's gonna be the last season, but I love that show, and so I'm just happy it's back. I think I talked about Sex Education last time. I can't remember, but it came out with another season and it's amazing because everything about that show is amazing. I'm trying to decide if I want to watch this new show called I'm Not Okay With This. I can't tell if we're trying too hard or not, but it's like this girl who has, I think, superpowers kind of, and it's just bananas. She was in the movie It. She played the young girl. And then actually one of her co-stars, that's a word, yeah, co-stars from the movie It as a child too, he's in the show also. So I haven't decided how I feel about that one yet. And then actually Amy Poehler just came out with like an animated series also. And what is it called? I forgot what it's called, but it's going to be coming out on Netflix.
Nice.
Altered Carbon came, I'm not done yet, sorry.
Oh my God.
I know. It's been a while. Altered Carbon, which is a show on Netflix, came out with the new season. The first one, I can see the potential in it. That's why I think I'm going to watch the second season and hope that it gets better. Because it's like very action-y, kind of Matrix-y like feel towards the show. So definitely going to see, give that one a little feel, see how that goes. And then there was one other one, but I've forgotten it now, so... I guess I'll stop there. Did you say darn?
Yeah.
You just tired of hearing me talk?
No.
Oh, I started watching Dave also. That's
Dave?
It's Little Dickie's show on Hulu.
I didn't know he had a show.
It's pretty fucking funny. Yeah, it just started. I think it's produced by Kevin Hart's production or whatever. That's his real name. Like, his little theme song is something, something. It's time you know me by my government date. My government name. Hi, I'm Dave.
Oh,
and
cute.
And so it's just like, yeah, it's his life, and it's just fucking hilarious. The dude's so awkward.
Yeah.
So that cracks me up. I don't think I even really knew who he was until that one song he did with Chris Brown.
The one where
Duncanville. That's the name of Amy Poehler's show. Duncanville. But yeah, no, his show's called Dave.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? That song with Chris Brown. All I remember is that it was, I don't remember what it was called, but it was just like an excuse for white people to say the N-word, and I was like, no. I don't think y'all understand like what's going on here.
Oh.
Right, because isn't it the one where they like switch bodies?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
There's that.
Okay. Cool. So we're back.
We back in this bish.
Yeah.
And now it's time to say goodbye.
It is indeed. Okay, bye.
Bye.